Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. And immediately many were gathered together, so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. And they came to him, bringing someone sick of the palsy, who was carried by four people. And when they could not come near him because of the many people, they uncovered the roof where he was. And after they had broken it up, they let down the bed in which the sick of the palsy was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man with the palsy, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins except God?" And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned inside themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and take up your bed and walk'? But so that you will know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man sick of the palsy, "I say to you, get up and pick up your bed and go to your house." And immediately he got up and picked up the bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it like this." And he went out again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting and collecting taxes, and said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And it occurred that as Jesus sat to eat in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well don't need a doctor, but those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they came and said to him, "Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? While they have the bridegroom with them, they can't fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. No man also sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Otherwise the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the new wine bursts the wineskins, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are damaged. But new wine must be put into new wineskins." And when he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said to him, "See, why are they doing on the Sabbath day what is not lawful?" And he said to them, haven't you ever read what David did when he had need and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and ate the showbread, which it is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and gave also to those who were with him. And he said to them, "The Sabbath day was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath day. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath day."